I'm News Director Tom Tingerthal, and this is Cop Talk, a program to keep you informed on what is happening with local law enforcement. My guest this week is Sergeant Jake Engel from the Missouri Highway Patrol, and we're talking about the record number of fatalities in the state of Missouri on the roadways. What was the number of fatalities this year, and how high was that compared to previous years?
Yeah, we don't have the final numbers in now, just because there'll be some late reporting carrying over. So we won't, and all those accident reports, there's a little bit of lag time in the reporting, so we won't know exactly. But right now, I think we're looking at approximately about a 2% increase from last year. But when you put that on top of, we had an increase from last year. So, not the numbers that we wanted to see. So I don't have the final count for you, but it's going to end up about a 2% increase from last year.
It looks like the information I've seen from the state office for the Highway Patrol, highest numbers in like 15 years.
Yeah, it's a number we don't want to see, but yeah, it's one of the highest numbers we've seen in a long time.
What are some of the contributing factors to that?
Yeah, that's difficult sometimes to put your finger on. I mean, you look at things like gas prices, are people driving more, driving less, or, was there some weather events that contributed to that? Was there an increase in traffic over a particular holiday? There's a lot of things that can weigh into that, so it's difficult to put your finger on it. But one thing we do know is when we look at our numbers, when we look at our seatbelt usage rates in the state, seatbelt compliance rate, and what I mean by that is, the number of people wearing their seatbelt on any given day, it's about 80-81%, usually in there somewhere, 83%. And a lot of people think, well, that's great, that's a B. If you're on a grading scale, it's one of the lowest in the nation. So we need more people wearing their seatbelt. And then also when you look at another number, you look at the number of our fatalities, you look at those, the number that were unrestrained, it's consistently running anywhere from 60 to, it got as high as earlier this year, I think creeped up closer to 70% of those fatalities were unrestrained. So seatbelt use plays a huge part in those numbers, and we could decrease those numbers drastically if we could get everyone to put their seatbelt on.
Is that an education issue, or is it a compliance issue?
Yeah, I think it's both. I think it's a lot of things. I think it's an education issue. I think it's mostly an education issue. If we could really get people to take a good hard look, it's not rocket science. Just look at the numbers. Look at the statistics. Look at the states where the seatbelt compliance rate is much higher, the fatalities are much lower. I mean, this isn't a secret, but if we could just get people, not only, a lot of people think, well, I'm good, if we're going to go on that long trip or something, I'll click that seatbelt on. No, it's about every time you get in the car. I don't care if you're going a mile or 100 miles, because what's the one thing out there on the road we can't control? It's the other driver. You may be doing everything perfectly right, but not wearing your seatbelt, and another driver runs a stop sign or crosses the center line or something like that, you're in a traffic crash, and if you're not wearing your seatbelt, you could be severely injured or killed.
Does the state of Missouri have a primary offense for not wearing the seatbelt?
Yeah, currently in the state of Missouri, we have a secondary seatbelt law, which means if you drive by me not wearing your seatbelt, I have to have another violation to pull you over. That's the law we have. We don't create the laws. That's not our job. Our job is to enforce them. But remember, Missouri has a zero tolerance on seatbelts as well. So if we do pull you over for another violation, you're not wearing your seatbelt, you will receive a citation.
Does that count against you in other ways other than just receiving the ticket?
Yeah, there's obviously a monetary penalty that comes along with that as well.
And are there any points or anything like that?
No points assessed for a seatbelt violation. It's an infraction currently in the state of Missouri.
Okay. Does the Highway Patrol do any training with students at the younger age,
as
they're getting ready to get behind the wheel?
You bet. We do a lot. We work a lot. We work with the St. Joe Safety Council over in St. Joe. They have a driver's ed program that I'm involved in, educating people on the importance of wearing their seatbelt, not putting those phones down while they're driving. I mean, I do programs all over Northwest Missouri and a lot of the schools on defensive driving, on the importance of wearing your seatbelt, putting your phone down, paying attention to the job of driving. Education's a big part of what we do out there, especially the public information officers. But really, every trooper, going out there, talking to people, even when they pull them over, tell them the importance of wearing that seatbelt every time they get in the car.
What about demonstrations? Do you have some that people can see at times, or maybe even through video?
Yeah, absolutely. We do a safe driving video every 2 years, and it's a reminder. It gets people that give testimonials on this video. It shows live video out there on the roadway from patrol cars if crashes happening, how fast they can happen. And also, you know, we go around. I go around with the seatbelt convincer, which is it's a thing you sit in, and it's gravity fed, and it lets you feel the impact. It's just, it's very slow speed. It's about 4 miles per hour, but it lets you feel the impact and that seatbelt engage against your body. And then I also have a rollover demonstration where it's an actual, it's a cab of a truck that rolls over, and you can see the effects of wearing your seatbelt when that's rolling and not wearing your seatbelt when that's rolling, and it's pretty drastic.
I'm guessing that one's done with a dummy in the seat.
Yeah, dummy in the seat. We're not putting anybody in there, but a dummy in the seat. But boy, what a great visual. I mean, for people to actually see what happens if you're involved in a rollover traffic crash, and if you're wearing your seatbelt, and then also we show not wearing your seatbelt, and the difference is it's drastic.
Any suggestions for those listening?
Yeah, I just tell you, if we could get everybody, three primary things: obey all traffic laws, wear your seatbelt, and give 100% of your attention to the job of driving. If we could get those three things accomplished day in and day out, we can definitely see those numbers go the other way. That's what we want.
That is Sergeant Jake Engel with the Missouri Highway Patrol, and this is Cop Talk.